Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We have a guest, Danny LaRue, covers the Golden State Warriors for The Athletic. He's also a podcast host. There's like 12 podcasts, so I'm not going to read them all, but you can follow all of his work at Danny LaRue. That's L-E-R-O-U-X. Danny, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Is there a favorite podcast that you'd like me to plug?
Well, you can plug Locked On Warriors because it's Warriors specific. So I do a daily Warriors podcast and put one out on the Rockets game.
Boom. There you go. Locked On Warriors. I'll start plugging that over Twitter, NBA Show, Real GM Radio, and Dunked On. Damn, you do a lot of work, Danny.
I enjoy it. I'm so thrilled that I get to do this for a living, so I do as much of it as possible.
I hear you, man. I think it's the reason why everybody got into the business that we did. Get paid to talk about sports, not a bad thing. Let's talk about the backcourt defense for the Warriors last night. Just incredible. The three main guys for the Rockets did not hit a three-pointer, and that includes the MVP favorite right now in James Harden. What did you make of the backcourt defense? Because everybody talks about their offense. The backcourt defense was incredible last night, Danny.
It's a team effort on James Harden, and everyone did a really good job. Klay Thompson did a nice job during his minutes. Andre Iguodala had a nice stretch on Harden as well. And, yeah, they also did a great job keeping on everybody else. And the challenge for Houston, and this is a challenge for teams defending the Warriors too, is when you create separation, you can't really leave their other guys because they can shoot. And nobody else had a really good night either. So it was just a strong defensive effort. A little bit of luck because some clean ones missed, but that always happens. You know, it was a great defensive performance.
What do you make of the improved play from Zaza Pachulia? I think early on I thought, look, this guy is not only long in the tooth, but he's also a guy that might not fit this system. But it seems like it just took a matter of him trying to figure out exactly. I mean, I'm sure it's a blur if you're is coming into that system for the first time. What have you made on the improvement in his play?
Defensively, they actually changed the system a little bit for him, and it's produced real dividends. So with Bogut and with Festus Zeli, they went on a pick and roll. They'd have the center drop really far back because both those guys are such great help defenders. It's kind of like snaring somebody into a trap. Pachulia is not as good at that, so they've had him be closer, be hedging a little bit higher up. And once they've moved to that, he's executed it incredibly well. And offensively, he fits in. I mean, he still misses a ton of layups, but he fits in with their system really well.
Danny, when you look at this team, like I do, and I'm just blown away now. You know, I've been barking and complaining about the bench, but that's on the back burner. Can you share with us what surprised you or what mesmerizes you most about the KD edition of this Golden State Warrior team this season?
It wasn't a surprise to me, but what has been most impressive is how big a difference he makes against the Cavs. Because Harrison Barnes was a really nice cog in this machine. No knocking him. He did what he was asked to do. Kevin Durant changes the machine entirely. He can defend LeBron. He can hit open shots. And he's valuable against every team, but he's more valuable than Cleveland than anyone else. And guess what? That's the team where it matters the most.
Guru kind of joked around. I don't know how serious he was when he said it, but he basically said there's not another important NBA regular season game. You know, basically the playoffs is when we're going to start paying attention again. I don't know if it's that extreme, but I hear what he's saying. They played the Cavs, they played the Thunder, they played the Rockets all in one week. There's going to be games against the Spurs, but do you feel like they got up a little bit more this week than they will in other games, and you might see lulls where they blow a lead like they did against the Grizzlies?
We'll definitely see lulls. We've seen that constantly throughout the year. I mean, they've even, like, the difference with this team is that they were pretty flat in the first quarter against the Thunder, the first half even, but it didn't matter because they used that third quarter run to knock them out. They were a lot, I think their intensity was better against the Rockets, but you can learn something from every game. You're not going to learn everything from a regular season game, and the Warriors are defining their success by the postseason. I think that's completely fair. So they're a different stage. But, I mean, we're learning things about how Kerr's going to use the second unit. I think we learned a lot in the Rockets game about going to McAdoo, going to Kevon Looney instead of JaVale. I don't think that's a permanent thing, but it was interesting. So you take what you can get, you learn what you can learn, and then we wait until April.
Danny LaRue covers Golden State Warriors for The Athletic. Also, check out the Locked On Warriors podcast. Good enough to join us, Guru and Zachariah, here on 95.7 The Game.
Danny, I saw the news about West and how long he was going to be out, and I just went NBA coach Steve Kerr and just assumed McGee would get more minutes. And yet last night, I'm looking at the box score and watching the game. No McGee. What was up with that?
I'm not completely sure. My best guess is that he had a really rough game against the Thunder. I personally believe that among traditional centers, Enes Kanter is about the worst matchup for JaVale because he's really crafty and is good at using his size so he can get at some of JaVale's weak points, drew him into some fouls. So I think maybe it was a little bit of residual from that because Anderson Varejao played McGee's minutes in the third quarter of the OKC game. But I think it was also trying out new things. Looney is the closest big man that they have left to David West, so I understand wanting to try him out in that role. And McAdoo, you know, his energy was useful. I think JaVale is a better player, and I think he's a better fit. But why not try it?
Now, I was telling Zachariah, this season, Danny, is predicated on going to the finals and avenging, you know, last year's debacle. There's no other way around that, right? The epitome and the defining moment for this team is if they win the finals.
I'm broadly uncomfortable with the idea of a season being title or bust, but that's really the only fair way to do this. I mean, this team is that good. They're one of the best teams in basketball history on paper. We don't know if they'll be healthy. I mean, there are mitigating factors that can change all this. But really, I mean, if they don't make the finals, it's a disappointment. And if they do make it and lose, then it's, you know, it could be justifiable. We'll see what happens. But I understand why they're saying title or bust, because when you go 73-9 and you lose in the title, you lose in the championship, and it's still a bust, when you go to a game seven, then what else is there?
Now, my partner here said that perhaps we could not be looking at the final product that we'll see in the playoffs. I told him that I would be more surprised if they made a move than if they did not make a move. Where do you stand on that?
They don't really have a ton of assets. They don't have the first-round pick this year, going back to the Andre Iguodala when they need to clear the space for him. I think they will make moves on the margins using the buyout guys. So depending, we'll see who gets bought out. So that'll be more like an 8th, 9th, 10th guy probably than some sort of massive sea change. That doesn't make sense with this team, especially when you consider that they need to keep flexibility because we still don't know, while everybody expects Kevin Durant to come back, there are a couple different ways that can work. It gets into some complicated cap minutia, but until they know exactly how that's going to work, they want to stay flexible, and the easiest way to do that is to largely stand pat.
Danny LaRue covers the Golden State Warriors for The Athletic. Also, check out the Locked On Warriors podcast on Twitter at Danny LaRue. That's LEROUX. Danny, appreciate the time and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. Same to you guys.
Great stuff from him, as always.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.